Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's moody. It sure is, Tim.
Does that feel moody to you?
Yeah, my one thought when you suggested this was that it will colour the tone of our conversation quite heavily, I think.
I'm okay with that, though. That's not the worst thing in the world.
It's quite dark. I don't have a desire to feel pensive right now.
Yeah, fair enough. Wish I had something a little more exciting on hand, but I don't. So here we are. Hey, hey everyone. How you doing? I'm Tim Batt.
I'm Guy Montgomery.
And this is the first ever... little mini episode that we're chucking on the stream, because we've got in the run up to the final watch of the film now, there's a lot happening, and it's getting a bit cumbersome to put it all in the
podcast itself,
the meat and potatoes of the thing. So we thought we'd kind of separate some of those things out and put them in a mini ep. So if you don't want to hear about admin-y shit, skip this one.
To those of you who do want to hear about admin-y shit, we love you, and it's not admin at all. It's a bloody joy.
No, it is a joy. It's absolutely a joy. It's so these are the episodes where we haven't watched the movie.
So you're actually getting a completely
different Tim and Guy.
Yeah, this is just us in everyday life. This is a glimpse behind the curtain, so to speak. Who are we kidding? We've probably bared all already.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're at our most vulnerable on the podcast after watching the film. Right now, we're more guarded.
The music's doing something. So yeah,
yeah, I almost instantly regret it. Hey, one of the things I wanted to say first off is if you've floated us a couple bucks or more in some cases, God bless you.
God bless you, everyone. And if you don't prescribe in the notion of God, your whatever, you know, higher power, bless you, everyone.
Tim and Guy,
Tim and Guy, bless you, everyone.
Good vibes to you. We've got a few people that we want to mention. Guy, I've printed out some of the donation notes that people have sent through.
Yes, you have.
Have you had a cursory look over them.
And one that caught my eye is from Elliot Brooks.
Uh-huh.
Back in January 14th. Oh, it's only 2 weeks ago, isn't it?
This one might not be a donation, this might be a message, but either way.
Good, valuable stuff. Just got done listening to episode 45 of season 2 of The Potty, and the paper guy mentions about rat machine interfaces were published by the journal I work for. Very enjoyable coincidence. We apologise if our journal, scientific reports, in any way causes the apocalypse at the hands of Brady the Rat King. However, our research suggests that Brady will be ultimately triumphant against Sickbot, so we are backing the winning horse. Or rat in this circumstance, I'd like to correct. We actually have a few followers at Scientific Reports, and if you're in the business of giving shout-outs, then my colleagues Jenny and Alice would be very pleased at a mention. All hail the Rat King, Elliot Brooks. What I love is the number of people who sign off and message to us now with all hail Brady or all hail the Rat King.
That's how Guy and I conclude our conversations these days, so good on you for adopting the parlance. Well, hey, Jenny and Alice and Elliot from Scientific Reports. That's fucking dope, man.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys are listening.
Don't you brainiacs have something better to listen to?
Francis Brown gave us some money, and he says, "Hello, folks. Thanks so much for giving me a shining light through my soul-sucking PhD." Another brainiac. Dude doing a doctorate. You're both awesome. Hopefully get a chance to see one, both of you, in my home country of Scotland if you do the Fringe in 2016. Are you doing Edinburgh this year, Guy?
I'm in two minds, actually, Tim. I really don't know. Are you?
This could swing you. I wasn't going to because I couldn't afford it. And that hasn't changed, so probably not.
I'm sorry, I just watched you process the thought and shut it down again. It's in August.
I'll think about it.
August in Scotland, the Scottish summer. It's actually miserable. It's raining the whole time in Scotland.
Francis continues, I got a new boyfriend a few months ago and introduced him to your work. We now romantically spell things to each other like J-A-A-R-B. And send sexy photos of Steve Brady. He's a sexy man. Good on you.
He is a very sexy man. So, thank you. Thank you, Francis. Thank you very much. Actually, speaking of Brady and Steve, I'd just quite quickly like to jump to another message.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a sip. I can sip
my heart's content. Do you want me to pad for the few seconds?
No, I don't want. I want them to hear it.
If you just sipped.
Oh, well, there you go. Big old swallow from Monty.
Close to the mic.
Hey, guys. This is from Jacob McGee. Hey guys, love your work. Somehow, listening to you both never to go insane is a really interesting experience. Go figure. Anyways, I thought you should know that I was incredibly bored earlier today and thought I'd Google some of the history of Sex in the City. Mm. Now, I haven't bothered to do this. Have you, Tim?
What?
Research
stuff?
Yeah.
Nope. As we may or may not have mentioned, Guy and I have not seen the first film. We've definitely mentioned it, but not recently. And we've seen little drips and drabs in the series. But
I haven't looked it up on... I haven't looked up any of the backstory on... Yeah. I feel like it would be almost an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm looking at completely different people from whoever those people were.
Totally.
And also, actually, I've accidentally seen parts of the first movie back in 2011. It was on, we were having a night where we were alternating between people who got to choose the movie we were watching. Someone chose Sex and City, the first movie. Don't remember a thing. Anyway, so the history of Sex in the City from Jacob McGee. Firstly, Steve got testicular cancer. Miranda then had pity sex with him, in parentheses, due to him complaining that girls wouldn't fuck him because he had one testicle, close parentheses, and got pregnant with Brady. To clarify, Steve and Miranda weren't dating at this point. Also, Miranda almost had an abortion. Clusterfuck, I know. Secondly, Steve's last name is Brady. Yep, Steve Brady. If Brady had taken his dad's last name, his name would be Brady Brady. Do with this information what you will. Godspeed, gentlemen.
Yes, good on you. I think the reason why he is called Brady is because they grabbed that last name, flipped it at the front, and then gave Miranda's name to him as the surname.
So it'd be, I don't know, Charlotte's last name.
Miranda's.
Or Miranda's. Mm. I almost said Nixon, but that's the actor.
Mm. I was going to say Kerr, but then that's the model.
Interesting. Do you think, first of all, do you think that this is the sort of family where the parents would divulge this information to Brady, where they'd say, you're now at an age where we want to tell you a little bit about?
Might be what turned him.
Mm. Anything's possible.
Sure is. Catherine, how would you pronounce that? Bakley?
Yep, going for it. Or Buckle. Buckle.
Gave us a ton of money and then went on to...
Gave us a shit ton of cash.
A shit ton of cash. $50 US, which is about 6 trillion of our New Zealand...
Schmeckles,
we have here. And then goes on to apologise about what a stingy amount it is for the hours of enjoyment. Fuck off, Catherine. It's huge.
But also, stick around. Keep listening, by all means.
Absolutely. She goes out to say, make some suggestions if we want to do it again. I'll tell you right now, don't. Transformers 2, Honey 2, the cheerleading films, the street dance films. Step Up or Bring It On 2. Bring It On 2, I think I would enjoy too much. I've got a funny feeling I've seen that.
Bring It On 2. I think Step Up 2 is the best of those films. I watched Step Up 3D one night.
How was that?
I had a really good time. It was one of the actors was this lady from Home and Away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, who I used to watch a little bit of Home and Away, who was on it then, and she was in the movie. I don't know, she was a dancer at all.
If there's any series from Australia that should be really big in America, it's Home and Away.
Home and Away has created some stars. The Hemsworth brothers are both, or one of them, but I can't tell them apart, to be honest.
Liam, well, he's Thor, isn't he?
And who's Chris?
Chris is in some stuff. He's in some things. Lee Olmney gave us some cash. Thank you so much. I found out about you guys at the tail end of the first season, so binge listened to it all and caught up for the final few. You've provided me with a lot of entertainment life since then, so I thought it was about time I coughed up for it. Lee, just have it, man. We're not, you know, I appreciate the donation. I'm doing business wrong, guy. Thanks. Not much, I am afraid, as I'm saving up for my birthday trip to Amsterdam. Yeah, boy.
You are going to get for the first buck season, fucking wild in Amsterdam, Lee.
Lee says, keep on keeping on. You guys deserve it. Yeah, fuck yeah. Amsterdam. I want to go to Amsterdam.
That's going
to
be great. Hey,
Dutch and crazy.
From Christine Stiles, having caught up with all of season two so far, I went back and listened to season one. Holy shit. The tone is so much darker now. Are you guys okay? I'm worried. It sounds like you're really struggling. And to be honest, I'm starting to struggle too. I don't think this experiment is good for anyone. I hope this small token of my appreciation can go somewhere to alleviating your pain. After all, I thankfully don't have to listen to you every week if I really don't want to. Stay strong, I'll be with it in the end. Probably not, though. XOXOX.
Lovely.
Thank you, Christine. That is hilarious. I feel like we've turned a corner now that we're almost done.
Yeah, yeah, I'm feeling a bit, it's like the weight is lifting off a little bit now. I'm just going to name a few people who have chucked in bucks as well, and their messages are very appreciated as well, but we'll rip through a few of these. Zachary Mullen Bernstein, Amy Lawson, Patrick Foster, Tony Hannell, Matt Smith, Bianca Daniel.
Jackson fucking Ritter.
Jackson Ritter. Now, let me tell you about Jackson Ritter.
Please.
Jackson Ritter gave us a hundy, bro, and Jackson Ritter is not his real name.
What?
So this dude got in touch with me on Facebook through my comedians page and said, hey, dude. Love the podcast, going to be in New Zealand, what should I do? And I was like, go to the Classic, if you're in Wellington, go to VK's. I think I mentioned a couple bars, I was like, go to Cuba Street rather than Courtney Place, yeah, if you're in the capital. And he messaged me back going, had a fucking great time. Went and saw some comedy, and I'm chucking $100 in the kitty. Legend,
eh? Good shit. Jackson Ritter, holidaying in New Zealand, throwing around hundy bills. What do you do? Where does that even come from?
Fucking
you're a godsend, mate. You're a Tim and Guy send.
Did we say, oh yeah, Francis Brown's the one doing the PhD, I think we mentioned her. Hey, Maureen Johnson, who's like a legitimate huge deal. She's a young adult novelist, is that the title we were describing?
And also just generally hilarious person on the internet. I've so not good. Had the pleasure of meeting Maureen.
We're looking forward to meeting her in New York. She chucked us some money as well, for which we're eternally grateful. And you should follow Maureen Johnson on Twitter because she is bloody great.
Hisashi Fuji. Big thank you to you.
The music living stopped.
Living, that's fine by me. Living just outside of Seattle. Actually, it does feel kind of. I feel.
I'm just going to hit play on the same track.
Okay, that seems appropriate. Also, as I just said, I heard about you from the NPR Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, and we were recommended by the Welcome to Night Vale creators.
I was genuinely delighted to hear that we got mentioned on a NPR podcast.
They're in our neck of the woods.
Yes, they are.
They're doing a show on Saturday night. They're doing a show.
Yeah, we're going to have drinks with them, man.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so good. I've been, I have to admit, I wasn't listening to Welcome to Night Vale, it comes up in every top 10. Like, everyone, whenever they do a favorite podcast list, that show is always on there. And I hadn't listened to it. And the guys who write it have been in touch with us, and they're like, they listen to our podcast, which is incredibly flattering. And so I've started getting into it, and fuck, it's good. But I'm a bit of a, what's the word, completionist. So I wanted to start
from the beginning.
And it started like 4 years ago. So there's a few episodes. I'm wondering if I should just skip to like the most recent 10 and listen to them in the lead up to Saturday night.
And then, that's an and interesting then question. Back. I think, why don't you just fuck with the timeline a bit? Like, make it your own memento and watch the first, listen to the first 20 or whatever, and then.
Guess I could.
Jump forward in time and then come way back and watch as they elaborately put the pieces in place to lead to that exact moment.
Liam Pace, and that's in brackets, I guess that's it, and it's P-A-I-S. Would you say Pace? Hill. Is his name. He's sent us some theme songs. He's done some.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hear
them? I haven't heard them yet. You told me you listened to these this morning.
Yeah. They're fucking intense. I don't know if... Do you want to just have a little look and see if his message is on one of these pages? I'll pull up the track. I think it might be. So he sent us two, and they're from memory, both in the genre of metal, I would say. One's a little more thrashcore, if I know my subgenres correctly. Is he on there at all or nah?
No, he's not. He's not on here. That was yeah. That did.
Sorry. Just plugging in a different thing to play that. Okay, so here's which one goes first. I reckon we'll go this one first.
The worst idea of all time. It's the worst idea of all time. Oh.
That's the first one. Thoughts?
I couldn't tell if he was saying, ah, forget it, in character as us, being like as a bit on the name of the podcast, or if he was just abandoning his idea in the middle of it.
Here's the second.
Jesus. Wow.
So cheers for that, bruv.
Yeah, thank you very much. That that second one I found quite confronting.
Yeah, you're not down with the double kicks, eh?
I don't mind it. And now back to this moody ass.
Yeah. We're going to wrap up, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I'll tell you what. Oh my God, there's cobwebs on the mic stand thing. This place is disgusting. We're going to come to New York.
There's nothing wrong with cobwebs.
They're really strong.
It's on my nose now.
Oh, God. Well, that is something wrong then, isn't it?
No, I still have no problem with them. They are a miracle. Every cobweb a miracle.
Every kiss a gift. The tickets are on sale for the New York event right now. If you go to the facebook.com/worstideaofalltime page, it's on the feed there. $30, which is steep, I'll grant you, but we've got to travel across multiple oceans to get there, and we're doing, Guy and I are going to do half an hour of stand-up as well, which will be interesting.
I think it'll be great. I'm really excited about that.
Good.
I'm going to tape together 30 minutes of solid gold.
Excellent. That's what I want to hear. And we're kind of trying to cobble together something a little bit special on the other coast.
In Los
well.
Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we'll be announcing soon if we can kind of get it all together. And I hope we can because it's...
It'll be very cool.
It'll be one for the fans for sure. For the people who have been in for a long time, this will be, I think, quite rewarding.
And it would be on... it will be on February the 23rd.
Is that right?
Yeah. But beyond that, we can't quite...
If it exists, it's on February 23rd. The one in New York is definitely on March 3rd at Union Hall. And fuck, man, one's almost sold out already, which is great, but I feel bad about because we didn't give you a lot of lead time on that one.
Yeah, so get onto it. I would simultaneously love and hate for there to be scalpers for this event.
Oh, man, that'd be terrible. I wouldn't like
but
that.
But also, kind of a minor triumph.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
definitely.
Not encouraging you if you're listening to scalp.
Please don't.
But I'm just saying, like, there's a certain amount of luster an event has if you've got scalpers. I hope none of you are the scalpers, but.
If you're the scalpers, you tune out now.
Yeah.
No scalpers allowed, you freak.
If you are susceptible to the idea of scalping and wanting to make a few quick bucks, stop listening now.
Yeah, get out of it. Get out of it, you dirty bugger. That's what we'd say in New Zealand.
Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed the brooding tone of our mini episode provided by...
Okay. So, backstory on this one. Gaze is who we're listening to right now. First of all, I'll just say that Lotus Pool Records, the dude who runs it, kindly got in touch with us and was like, hey, I love what you guys do. And I've got a record company, so could you give us some shout-outs for some money? And I was like... Bro, give us access to music, we'll play some jams. So we just had this brooding soundtrack on this one. Lotus Pool Records, look it up. This EP that we've been listening to, if you're into it, is Hollow Body. It's a good time.
If you had a rough day at your sophomore high school, maybe you didn't make the football team or you got kicked out of the orchestra because they imported a new flautist from Utah. Why not look up, what's it called again, Tim?
Hollow Body.
Hollow Body.
On Lotus Pool Records.
Just sit and have a think. Channel your inner Ryan Atwood.
Who's Ryan Atwood?
Ryan Atwood is presumably quite a successful architect in Orange County by now. But at one point in his life, he was just a A young boy from the wrong side of the tracks.
Are you going OC? Is that what this is?
You asked me who Ryan Atwood was. I don't know what you want from me.
Who is he?
I'm fucking telling you.
Oh, is he a real dude?
Well, yeah.
You're a slippery fish, go on, Montgomery.
Look, let's turn these things off. It's been real fun. See you next time when we've watched Sex and the City 2.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.